Welcome back, Stoic Seekers. In our previous episodes, we've delved into the core principles of Stoicism, exploring everything from perception and action to duty and pragmatism. We've learned how to master our minds, navigate challenges, and embrace our responsibilities with wisdom and resilience. But today we're turning our attention to the heart of Stoic ethics, virtue and kindness. The Stoics believed that living a virtuous life, characterized by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, is the key to true happiness and fulfillment. They also understood that kindness, compassion, and empathy are not just niceties. They're essential components of a virtuous life, not just for our own well-being, but also for the betterment of society as a whole. In this episode, we'll explore 10 Stoic lessons that will help you cultivate virtue and kindness in your daily life. We'll learn how to let virtue shine through our actions, invest in ourselves and others, and recognize the interconnectedness of all things. We'll also delve into the importance of choosing our words carefully, responding with kindness even in challenging situations, and setting high standards for ourselves while also appreciating and respecting others. So, if you're ready to elevate your character, strengthen your relationships, and contribute to a more compassionate and just world, then buckle up and get ready for an inspiring exploration of Stoic virtue and kindness. It's time to unleash your inner goodness and make a positive impact on the world around you. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and inspire others to live a life of virtue, kindness, and connection. Lesson 1. The Stoic Glow Up, letting your inner goodness radiate all right. Folks, let's kick off this episode on virtue and kindness with a principle that's all about shining bright from the inside out. Let virtue shine. Now, before you start picturing halos and angel wings, let's get real. The Stoics weren't talking about being perfect or saintly. They were talking about cultivating a character that's grounded in wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. The four cardinal virtues that they believed were essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. Does the light of a lamp shine and keep its glow until its fuel is spent? Why shouldn't your truth, justice, and self-control shine until you are extinguished? In other words, your virtue isn't something you switch on and off like a light bulb. It's a flame that burns within you, fueled by your choices, your actions, and your commitment to living a good life. And just like a lamp continues to shine until its fuel runs out, your virtue should continue to radiate until your very last breath. The virtue vibe. Think about the people you admire most in the world. Are they the ones who are always chasing after fame, fortune, and external validation? Or are they the ones who consistently demonstrate kindness, integrity, and a commitment to doing what's right even when it's hard? It's usually the latter. True virtue has a way of shining through, regardless of external circumstances or achievements. It's like a magnetic force that draws people in, inspires trust, and leaves a lasting impression. The Stoics understood that virtue is not just about following a set of rules or adhering to a moral code. It's about cultivating a way of being in the world that's grounded in wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. It's about making choices that reflect your best self, even when it's not the easy or popular thing to do. Shining your light in the modern world. In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of external validation and material success. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that our worth is measured by our followers, our likes, our possessions. But the Stoics would remind us that true value lies not in what we have, but in who we are. So how do you let your virtue shine in a world that's often obsessed with superficiality and instant gratification? Here are a few Stoic strategies. 1. Know your values. The first step is to get clear on your values. What are the principles and ideals that are most important to you? What kind of person do you want to be? Once you know your values, you can use them as a compass to guide your decisions and actions, even when faced with challenges or temptations. 2. Practice the virtues. The Stoics believed that virtue is a skill that can be cultivated through practice and habit. Make a conscious effort to embody wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance in your daily life. This could involve anything from speaking honestly and kindly, to standing up for what you believe in, to resisting impulsive behaviors, and making choices that are in your long-term best interest. 3. Focus on your actions, not your image. Don't get caught up in trying to impress others or project a certain image. Focus on your actions, your intentions, and the impact you're making on the world. Let your virtue speak for itself. 4. Serve others. The Stoics believed that we have a duty to contribute to the common good. Find ways to use your talents and abilities to help others, whether it's through volunteering, mentoring, or simply being a kind and supportive presence in the lives of those around you. 5. Embrace challenges. Adversity is a test of character. When faced with challenges, don't shy away or give up. Embrace them as opportunities to demonstrate your courage, resilience, and commitment to your values. The Stoic glow-up. By letting your virtue shine, you're not just becoming a better person, you're also becoming a more attractive and magnetic presence in the world. People are naturally drawn to those who exude authenticity, integrity, and a genuine desire to make a positive impact. Remember, true beauty lies not in your physical appearance or your material possessions, but in the light that shines from within. So let your virtue glow, folks, and watch as the world around you transforms. Lesson 2. The Self-Investment Portfolio. Building a Stoic Fortune from the Inside Out. All right, folks, let's talk about a concept that's crucial not just for Stoic living, but for anyone who wants to level up their life. Invest in yourself. Now, before you start picturing dollar signs and stock portfolios, let's reframe this idea a bit. We're not just talking about financial investments here. We're talking about something much more profound and valuable, investing in your own growth, development, and well-being. The Stoics believed that the most valuable asset you possess is your own self, your mind, your body, your character. And just like any other asset, it requires investment and nurturing in order to flourish and reach its full potential. As Musonius Rufus wisely said, "If you wish to be healthy, study health. If you wish to be happy, study happiness. If you wish to be wise, study wisdom." In other words, don't neglect your own personal growth and development. Make it a priority to invest time, energy, and resources into becoming the best version of yourself. This isn't about vanity or self-indulgence. It's about recognizing your own inherent worth and taking responsibility for your own flourishing. The neglect trap. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to fall into the trap of neglecting ourselves. We're so busy juggling work, family, and social obligations that we often put our own needs on the back burner. We tell ourselves we'll take care of ourselves later, when we have more time, more money, or less stress. But the Stoics would argue that this is a dangerous game. Just like a neglected garden will wither and die, a neglected self will struggle to thrive and reach its full potential. We might achieve external success, but if we're not taking care of our inner world, we'll always feel a sense of emptiness and dissatisfaction. Think about those times when you've pushed yourself to the limit, neglecting your sleep, your health, or your relationships in pursuit of a goal. In the short term, you might have achieved some success. But in the long run, this kind of self-neglect can lead to burnout, resentment, and a whole host of physical and emotional problems. The Stoic Investment Strategy. So, how do you break free from the neglect trap and start investing in yourself like a Stoic? Here are a few strategies. 1. Prioritize self-care. Make time each day for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could include exercise, meditation, reading, spending time in nature, or simply getting enough sleep. 2. Cultivate your mind. The Stoics believed that the mind is our most valuable asset. Invest in your intellectual growth by reading books, taking courses, attending workshops, and engaging in stimulating conversations. 3. Develop your skills. Identify your talents and passions, and then actively work to develop them. This could involve taking classes, practicing regularly, or seeking out mentors and role models. 4. Nurture your relationships. Invest time and energy in building strong and meaningful relationships with the people you care about. These connections provide support, love, and a sense of belonging, all of which are essential for a fulfilling life. 5. Embrace challenges. The Stoics saw challenges as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Don't shy away from difficult situations. Embrace them as a chance to test your resilience and learn valuable lessons. Modern-day self-investment. The Stoic approach to self-investment is more relevant than ever in today's world. We see examples of people prioritizing their personal growth and well-being all around us. The lifelong learner. This person is always seeking out new knowledge and experiences, whether it's through formal education, online courses, or simply reading and exploring new ideas. The fitness enthusiast. This person prioritizes their physical health, making time for regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate rest. The mindful meditator. This person cultivates inner peace and self-awareness through regular meditation practice. The dedicated volunteer. This person finds joy and fulfillment in serving their community and making a positive impact on the world. The Stoic advantage. By investing in yourself, you're not just improving your own life, you're also becoming a more valuable asset to the world around you. You're cultivating the skills, knowledge, and character traits that allow you to contribute more effectively to your family, your community, and society as a whole. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, "Investing in yourself is the best investment you can make. It will not only improve your life, it will improve the lives of all those around you." So, today, let's make a commitment to prioritize self-investment. Let's nurture our minds, bodies, and souls, and let's strive to become the best versions of ourselves. Remember, the Stoics believed that the good life is a life of continuous growth and self-improvement. And by investing in yourself, you're taking an important step on that journey. Lesson 3. The Cosmic Web, the Stoics' Guide to Interconnectedness. All right, folks, let's take a moment to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. Today's lesson is all about recognizing the interconnectedness of everything in the universe. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were masters of perspective, understood that we're not isolated individuals, but rather threads in a vast cosmic tapestry. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it beautifully in his Meditations. Meditate often on the interconnectedness and mutual interdependence of all things in the universe. For in a sense, all things are mutually woven together and therefore have an affinity for each other. For one thing follows after another, according to their tension of movement, their sympathetic stirrings, and the unity of all substance. In other words, we're all part of a grand cosmic dance, a web of cause and effect that connects us to everything and everyone else in the universe. Our actions, our choices, even our thoughts have a ripple effect, influencing the world around us in ways we might not even realize. The illusion of separation. In today's world, it's easy to feel isolated and disconnected. We're glued to our screens, scrolling through social media feeds that showcase curated highlight reels, comparing ourselves to others, and feeling like we're on our own little islands. But the Stoics would remind us that this sense of separation is an illusion. We're all part of the same human family, sharing the same planet, breathing the same air, and ultimately facing the same challenges and joys of existence. Think about it. The food you eat was grown by farmers who rely on the sun and the rain, which are part of a complex ecosystem that sustains all life on Earth. The clothes you wear were made by workers in factories who are part of a global supply chain that connects us all. The air you breathe is shared by billions of other people, animals and plants, all contributing to the delicate balance of our planet. The Stoic perspective on interconnectedness. The Stoics called this interconnectedness sympatheia, a Greek word that means fellow feeling or shared experience. They believed that recognizing this interconnectedness is key to living a virtuous and fulfilling life. It fosters empathy, compassion, and a sense of responsibility towards others and the world around us. As Heracles, a Stoic philosopher, put it, "Each of us is, as it were, circumscribed by many circles, some of which are less, but others larger, and some comprehend, but others are comprehended, according to the different and unequal habitudes or relations we bear toward different persons. The first and closest circle is that which everyone describes about his own mind as a center. From thence, a second circle encompasses our parents, children, wife, and other near relations. Next to this comes the circle that comprehends our friends and acquaintance. After this comes the circle which comprehends the people of the same city. The outermost and greatest circle, and which comprehends all the rest, is that of the whole human race." In other words, we're all connected, like ripples in a pond. Our actions, our choices, even our thoughts, can have a far-reaching impact, influencing the lives of others and shaping the world we live in. Modern-day examples of interconnectedness. The Stoic concept of interconnectedness is more relevant than ever in today's globalized world. We see examples of its truth all around us. The global pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us just how interconnected we all are. A virus that originated in one part of the world quickly spread across the globe, impacting billions of lives and highlighting our shared vulnerability and interdependence. The climate crisis. The effects of climate change are being felt worldwide, from rising sea levels and extreme weather events to food shortages and mass displacement. This crisis reminds us that we're all inhabitants of the same planet and that our actions have a direct impact on the environment and the future of humanity. The power of social movements. From the civil rights movement to the fight for LGBTQ plus equality, social movements demonstrate the power of collective action and the interconnectedness of our struggles for justice and human rights. The Stoic Challenge. The Stoics challenge us to recognize our interconnectedness with all of existence and to act in a way that benefits not just ourselves, but also the larger community and the world around us. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bee." So today, let's make a conscious effort to see ourselves as part of a larger whole. Let's cultivate empathy and compassion towards others, and let's make choices that contribute to the common good. By embracing the Stoic principle of interconnectedness, we can create a more harmonious, just, and fulfilling world for ourselves and for generations to come. Lesson 4: The Ripple Effect, the Stoic's Guide to Community and Connection. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic principle that's all about the bigger picture. What's not good for the hive is not good for the bee. Now, before you start picturing buzzing bees and honeycombs, let's bring this idea down to earth. The Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, were all about understanding our place in the world and recognizing that we're not isolated individuals, but rather interconnected parts of a larger whole. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations: "That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bee." In other words, we're all in this together. Our actions, our choices, even our thoughts have a ripple effect, impacting not just ourselves, but also the people and communities around us. And just like a bee can't thrive if its hive is unhealthy, we can't truly flourish if the world around us is suffering. The me-first mentality. We live in a culture that often glorifies individualism and competition. We're told to look out for number one, to climb the ladder of success, and to win at all costs. But the Stoics would argue that this me-first mentality is short-sighted and ultimately self-defeating. Think about it. Have you ever seen a team succeed when its members are only focused on their own individual glory? Or a community thrive when its citizens are constantly at odds with each other? Or a society flourish when its leaders are driven by greed and self-interest? The Stoics understood that true success and fulfillment come from cooperation, collaboration, and a commitment to the common good. They believed that by working together, supporting one another, and contributing to the well-being of our communities, we create a rising tide that lifts all boats. The Stoic approach to community. So how do you cultivate this sense of interconnectedness and contribute to the greater good? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. See the bigger picture. The Stoics were masters of perspective, always reminding themselves of their place in the grand scheme of things. Take a moment to zoom out and see yourself as part of a larger whole, your family, your community, your country, even the entire human race. Recognize that your actions have an impact on others and strive to make that impact a positive one. 2. Practice empathy and compassion. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Try to understand their perspectives, their struggles, and their joys. Cultivate a sense of empathy and compassion that allows you to connect with others on a deeper level and contribute to their well-being. 3. Contribute your talents and skills. We all have unique gifts and abilities that we can use to make a difference in the world. Find ways to contribute your talents and skills to your community, whether it's through volunteering, mentoring, or simply being a good friend and neighbor. 4. Support others' success. Celebrate the achievements of others and offer your support and encouragement. Don't let envy or jealousy poison your relationships. Recognize that their success doesn't diminish your own. 5. Be a responsible citizen. Participate in your community, vote in elections, and advocate for policies and initiatives that benefit the common good. Remember, your voice and your actions matter. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on community and interconnectedness is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people embodying this principle all around us. The community organizer. This person brings people together to address social issues, advocate for change, and build a stronger and more resilient community. The environmental activist. This person works to protect the planet and promote sustainable practices, recognizing that the health of the environment is essential for the well-being of all living beings. The teacher or mentor. This person shares their knowledge and wisdom with others, empowering them to learn, grow, and reach their full potential. The supportive friend or family member. This person offers a listening ear, a helping hand, and unconditional love and support, strengthening the bonds of connection and creating a sense of belonging. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the Stoic principle of interconnectedness, you're not just contributing to the greater good, you're also enriching your own life and cultivating a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. You're recognizing that your own well-being is intertwined with the well-being of others, and that by working together, we can create a more harmonious, just, and compassionate world. Remember, the Stoics believed that we're all part of the same cosmic family. So let's act like it. Let's support one another, celebrate each other's successes, and work together to create a world where everyone can flourish. Lesson 5. The Verbal Boomerang, the Stoics' Guide to Mindful Speech. All right, folks. Let's talk about something that can pack a punch more powerful than any physical blow, our words. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and self-mastery, understood the immense power of language to shape our relationships, our reputations, and even our own sense of self. And they had a simple but profound reminder for us. Words cannot be unsaid. Think about it. Have you ever blurted out something in anger or frustration, only to instantly regret it? Or maybe you've gossiped about someone behind their back, only to have it come back to haunt you later. Or perhaps you've made a promise you couldn't keep, leaving someone feeling disappointed and betrayed. In those moments, you probably wished you could take back your words, rewind the clock, and erase the damage you've done. But as the Stoics knew, once words are spoken, they can't be unspoken. They're like arrows shot from a bow. Once released, they can't be retrieved. The ripple effect of language. The Stoics understood that our words have a ripple effect, impacting not just the person we're speaking to, but also ourselves and the world around us. They believed that language is a powerful tool for connection, understanding, and even transformation. But it can also be a weapon, causing harm, sowing discord, and undermining trust. As Zeno of Citium, the founder of Stoicism, put it, "Better to trip with the feet than with the tongue." In other words, it's better to stumble physically than to stumble verbally. A physical injury might heal with time, but the wounds inflicted by careless or hurtful words can last a lifetime. The Stoic approach to mindful speech. So, how do you harness the power of language for good and avoid the pitfalls of careless speech? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Think before you speak. The Stoics emphasized the importance of pausing before speaking, of taking a moment to consider the impact of our words before we let them loose into the world. As Epictetus said, "Nature hath given men one tongue but two ears, that we may hear from others twice as much as we speak." 2. Choose your words carefully. The Stoics believed that language should be used with precision and intentionality. Avoid gossip, slander, and idle chatter. Speak with clarity, kindness, and a genuine desire to connect and understand. 3. Speak less, listen more. The Stoics valued the art of listening, recognizing that we often learn more by hearing others than by speaking ourselves. As Zeno said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so we should listen twice as much as we speak." 4. Embrace silence. Sometimes the most powerful communication is the absence of words. Silence can convey respect, empathy, and a willingness to listen deeply. 5. Apologize when necessary. If you do say something hurtful or unkind, don't be afraid to apologize sincerely. Acknowledge the impact of your words and make amends. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on mindful speech is more relevant than ever in today's world of social media, online communication, and instant messaging. It's easy to fire off a quick text or comment without considering the consequences, but the Stoics would remind us that our words have power, and we should use them responsibly. Think about the impact of cyberbullying, online harassment, or even just a thoughtless comment on social media. These words can have a devastating impact on people's lives, causing emotional distress, anxiety, and even depression. On the other hand, think about the power of a kind word, a sincere compliment, or a message of support. These words can uplift, inspire, and even change someone's life. The Stoic advantage. By cultivating mindful speech, you're not just avoiding conflict and hurt feelings. You're also building trust, fostering connection, and creating a more positive and harmonious environment for yourself and those around you. You're embodying the Stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, and temperance, and you're using the power of language for good. Remember, your words are a reflection of your character. Choose them wisely and let them be a source of light, not darkness in the world. Lesson 6. The Kindness Cure, the Stoics' Secret Weapon for a Better World. All right, folks. Let's dive into a Stoic principle that's as heartwarming as it is powerful. Kindness is always the right response. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just some fluffy, feel-good advice, let's get real. The Stoics weren't just talking about being nice or polite. They were talking about a deep-seated compassion and understanding that extends to all living beings. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations. "Kindness is invincible, but only when it's sincere, with no hypocrisy or faking. For what can even the most malicious person do if you keep showing kindness and, if given the chance, you gently point out where they went wrong, right as they are trying to harm you?" In other words, kindness isn't about being a pushover or letting people walk all over you. It's about responding to negativity, anger, and even malice with the unwavering spirit of goodwill. It's about recognizing the shared humanity in all of us, even those who might be acting out of ignorance, fear, or pain. The anger-revenge cycle. We live in a world that often glorifies aggression, retaliation, and the eye-for-an-eye mentality. We're bombarded with messages that tell us to stand up for ourselves, to fight back, and to never let anyone get away with anything. But the Stoics would argue that this cycle of anger and revenge is a trap, a never-ending spiral that only leads to more conflict, more suffering, and a hardening of the heart. It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline. It just makes things worse. Think about those times when you've reacted to someone's anger or negativity with your own anger and negativity. Did it resolve the situation? Did it make you feel better? Or did it just escalate the conflict and leave you feeling drained and resentful? The Stoics would remind us that we always have a choice. We can choose to react with more of the same, perpetuating the cycle of negativity. Or we can choose to respond with kindness, compassion, and understanding, breaking the cycle and creating space for healing and reconciliation. The power of kindness in action. Kindness is not just a passive virtue, it's an active force for good in the world. It has the power to disarm anger, to melt away resentment, and to build bridges of understanding between even the most seemingly incompatible individuals. Think about the impact of a simple act of kindness, a smile, a helping hand, a listening ear. It can brighten someone's day, restore their faith in humanity, and even inspire them to pay it forward. The Stoics believed that kindness is not just a nice thing to do. It's a strategic advantage in navigating the complexities of human relationships. By responding with kindness, we not only disarm our opponents, but we also strengthen our own character and contribute to a more harmonious and compassionate world. Modern day examples. The customer service representative who remains calm and helpful in the face of an angry customer, turning a potentially volatile situation into a positive interaction. The teacher who patiently guides a struggling student, fostering a love of learning and boosting their confidence. The activist who responds to hate speech with peaceful protest and calls for dialogue, demonstrating the power of nonviolence and inspiring others to join their cause. The friend who offers a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on, providing comfort and support without judgment or criticism. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to make kindness our default response, even in the face of adversity, conflict, or negativity. They urge us to see the shared humanity in all people, to recognize that everyone is fighting their own battles, and to respond with compassion and understanding, even when it's difficult. So today, let's make a commitment to choose kindness. Let's break the cycle of anger and revenge, and let's create a ripple effect of positivity and compassion in the world. Remember, as Marcus Aurelius said, "Kindness is invincible." Let's unleash the power of kindness and watch as it transforms not just our relationships, but also our own hearts and minds. Lesson 7. The Stoic Teacher, Transforming Frustration into Fuel for Growth. All right, folks, let's talk about a challenge we all face in our interactions with others. Dealing with mistakes and shortcomings. It's easy to get frustrated, annoyed, even angry when someone messes up, lets us down, or simply doesn't meet our expectations. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and compassion, offered a different approach. Help others improve instead of getting angry at them. Now, this doesn't mean you have to become a pushover or tolerate incompetence. It's about recognizing that everyone is on their own journey and that mistakes and setbacks are a natural part of the learning process. Instead of reacting with anger or judgment, the Stoics encouraged us to respond with patience, understanding, and a genuine desire to help others grow and improve. The anger trap. Think about those times when you've lost your temper with someone. Maybe a co-worker missed a deadline, a friend forgot an important date, or your child made a mess in the living room. In those moments, it's easy to let anger take over, to lash out with harsh words or criticism. But what does that really accomplish? Does it solve the problem? Does it make the other person feel better? Does it strengthen your relationship with them? The Stoics would argue that anger is rarely a productive response. It clouds our judgment, creates distance and resentment, and often leads to further conflict and misunderstanding. As Seneca put it, anger, an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. In other words, anger is like a corrosive substance that eats away at us from the inside out. It doesn't just hurt the person we're angry at, it also damages our own well-being and our ability to respond to the situation effectively. The Stoic teacher. The Stoics believed that we have a responsibility to help others improve, to guide them towards wisdom and virtue. They saw themselves as teachers, not judges, and they approached others' mistakes with patience, understanding, and a genuine desire to help them learn and grow. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "Whenever you're about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question. What fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize?" In other words, before you judge someone else's shortcomings, take a look in the mirror. We all have our own flaws and imperfections, and by recognizing our own fallibility, we can approach others with greater empathy and understanding. The Stoic approach to helping others. So, how do you embody the Stoic teacher and help others improve instead of getting angry at them? Here are a few strategies. 1. Lead by example. The most powerful way to teach is to lead by example. Model the behavior you want to see in others. If you want them to be patient with them. If you want them to be kind, show them kindness. 2. Offer constructive feedback. When someone makes a mistake, offer feedback that's specific, actionable, and focused on improvement, not on blame or criticism. 3. Practice. Patience and understanding. Remember that everyone learns at their own pace. Don't expect perfection or immediate results. Be patient, offer support, and celebrate their progress, no matter how small. 4. Cultivate empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to understand their perspective, their challenges, and their motivations. This will help you respond with compassion and find ways to support their growth. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to helping others is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of its power in various aspects of life. The patient parent. Instead of getting angry when their child makes a mistake, they use it as a teaching opportunity, offering guidance and support while allowing their child to learn from their own experiences. The supportive mentor. They provide constructive feedback and encouragement to their mentee, helping them develop their skills and achieve their goals. The understanding friend. They listen without judgment, offer a shoulder to cry on, and provide support and encouragement during difficult times. The Stoic advantage. By choosing to help others improve instead of getting angry at them, you're not just building stronger relationships, you're also cultivating your own virtues of patience, compassion, and wisdom. You're contributing to a more positive and supportive environment, and you're embodying the Stoic ideal of living in harmony with others. Remember, we're all in this together. We all make mistakes. We all have room for growth, and we all need a helping hand from time to time. So, let's embrace the Stoic challenge and become teachers, mentors, and guides for one another. creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to flourish and reach their full potential. Lesson 8. The Pleasure Principle Remix, the Stoic Upgrade to Lasting Joy. All right, folks, let's have a little chat about something we all chase after, something that lights up our brains and makes us feel good. Pleasure. Now, before you start thinking this is about indulging in every whim and desire, let's take a Stoic detour. These ancient philosophers had a radical idea. Virtue is the highest form of pleasure. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Virtue, pleasure? Aren't those two things like total opposites? We live in a world that often equates pleasure with instant gratification, with indulging in sensory delights and fleeting experiences. But the Stoics, those wise folks from way back when, saw pleasure in a whole different light. They believed that true lasting pleasure comes not from external things, but from living a virtuous life, a life in alignment with our values, our reason, and the natural order of the universe. As Seneca put it, the pleasure which comes from overcoming challenges is the most solid type of pleasure. In other words, the Stoics weren't against pleasure. They just had a different definition of it. They saw it as a byproduct of living a good life, of cultivating wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. It's the deep satisfaction that comes from knowing you're doing the right thing, being the best version of yourself, and contributing to the greater good. The pleasure trap. Now, let's be real. We all love a good dopamine hit. That rush of excitement when you buy a new gadget, indulge in a decadent dessert, or get a flood of likes on social media. It feels good, right? But the Stoics would argue that this kind of pleasure is fleeting and ultimately unsatisfying. It's like chasing a sugar high. It might feel great in the moment, but it's followed by a crash that leaves you feeling empty and craving more. Think about those times when you've indulged in something you knew wasn't good for you. Maybe it was a late-night binge-watching session, a shopping spree you couldn't afford, or a gossip session that left a bad taste in your mouth. In those moments, the initial pleasure might have been intense, but it was quickly followed by guilt, regret, or a sense of emptiness. That's the pleasure trap. It's the belief that happiness lies in external things, in constantly seeking out new sensations and experiences. But the Stoics would remind us that true happiness comes from within, from cultivating a virtuous character and living a life of purpose and meaning. The Stoic Pleasure Upgrade. So how do you break free from the pleasure trap and experience the deeper, more lasting joy that the Stoics talked about? Here are a few strategies. 1. Redefine pleasure. Shift your focus from external pleasures to internal ones. Find joy in simple things: a good conversation, a beautiful sunset, a sense of accomplishment after completing a challenging task. 2. Cultivate virtue. The Stoics believed that the four cardinal virtues, wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, are the key to a fulfilling life. By practicing these virtues, you're not just becoming a better person, you're also creating a source of deep and lasting pleasure that comes from living in alignment with your true nature. 3. Serve others. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of contributing to the common good. Find ways to use your talents and abilities to help others, whether it's through volunteering, mentoring, or simply being a kind and supportive presence in the lives of those around you. The joy of making a positive impact on the world can be incredibly fulfilling and rewarding. 4. Practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment and savor the simple pleasures of life. Pay attention to the taste of your food, the beauty of nature, the warmth of a hug. By cultivating mindfulness, you can find joy and gratitude in the everyday experiences that we often take for granted. Modern-day examples. The Stoic approach to pleasure might seem countercultural in today's world, but it's actually more relevant than ever. We see examples of people finding deep satisfaction in virtuous living all around us. The volunteer who dedicates their time to a cause they believe in. They might not be getting paid or receiving public recognition, but they're experiencing a profound sense of purpose and fulfillment that comes from making a difference in the world. The artist who pours their heart and soul into their work. They might not achieve overnight fame or fortune, but they find joy and satisfaction in the creative process itself, in expressing their unique vision and contributing to the beauty of the world. The parent who sacrifices their own needs for the sake of their children. They might experience moments of exhaustion and frustration, but they also experience a deep and abiding love that comes from nurturing and guiding the next generation. The Stoic advantage. By embracing the Stoic perspective on pleasure, you're not just avoiding the pitfalls of addiction and instant gratification, you're also cultivating a deeper, more sustainable sense of happiness and fulfillment. You're recognizing that true joy comes not from external things, but from living a life of virtue, purpose, and connection. Remember, the Stoics weren't killjoys or ascetics. They understood that pleasure is a part of life, but they also knew that it's not the only part, or even the most important part. By prioritizing virtue and aligning your actions with your values, you can experience a level of joy and satisfaction that transcends the fleeting pleasures of the material world. So, today, let's challenge ourselves to redefine our understanding of pleasure. Let's cultivate virtue, serve others, practice mindfulness, and find joy in the simple things. Let's embrace the Stoic path to happiness and discover the true riches that lie within. Lesson 9. The Stoic backbone, setting standards and sticking to them like glue. All right, folks, let's talk about a quality that separates the Stoics from the wishy-washy crowd. Having standards and sticking to them. Now, this isn't about being rigid or inflexible. It's about having a clear moral compass and the backbone to uphold your values, even when it's tough. The Stoics believed that living a virtuous life requires more than just good intentions. It demands consistent action and unwavering commitment to your principles. As Epictetus put it, "First decide what you want to be, then act accordingly." In other words, it's not enough to just talk about being a good person. You have to actually be a good person day in and day out, even when it's inconvenient, uncomfortable, or unpopular. The temptation of compromise. Let's be real. We all face temptations and pressures that can test our resolve. Maybe it's the lure of a quick buck, the desire to fit in with the crowd, or the fear of missing out. It's easy to compromise our standards, to bend the rules a little, to tell ourselves, just this once won't hurt. But the Stoics would warn us that these seemingly small compromises can have a corrosive effect on our character and our integrity. They're like cracks in a dam. At first, they might seem insignificant, but over time, they can weaken the entire structure and lead to a catastrophic collapse. Think about those times when you've compromised your values, even in a small way. Maybe you told a white lie to avoid an awkward situation, or you turned a blind eye to unethical behavior at work. In those moments, it might have seemed like the easier path, but it left a lingering sense of unease and regret. The Stoics understood that true strength and integrity come from holding fast to your principles, even when it's challenging. It's about having the courage to say no to temptation, to stand up for what you believe in, and to live a life that's in alignment with your deepest values. The Stoic Standard Setter. So how do you cultivate this unwavering commitment to your standards? The Stoics offer a few strategies. 1. Define your values. The first step is to get crystal clear on your values. What are the principles and ideals that are most important to you? What kind of person do you want to be? Once you know your values, you can use them as a filter for your decisions and actions. 2. Set clear boundaries. Once you know your values, establish clear boundaries that protect them. This might mean saying no to certain requests, avoiding situations that compromise your integrity, or surrounding yourself with people who support your values. 3. Practice consistency. The key to building a strong character is consistency. Make a conscious effort to live in alignment with your values every day, even in small ways. This will strengthen your resolve and make it easier to resist temptation when it arises. 4. Hold yourself accountable. Be honest with yourself about your actions and choices. If you do slip up and compromise your standards, acknowledge it, learn from it, and recommit to your values. 5. Find strength in community. Surround yourself with people who share your values and who will support you in your pursuit of a virtuous life. This could involve joining a Stoic community, finding a mentor, or simply cultivating friendships with people who inspire and uplift you. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on setting standards and sticking to them is just as relevant today as it was in ancient times. We see examples of people embodying this principle all around us. The athlete who refuses to use performance-enhancing drugs. They prioritize fair play and integrity over the temptation of a shortcut to success. The employee who speaks up against unethical practices. They risk their job to protect their values and stand up for what they believe is right. The parent who sets consistent boundaries for their children. They prioritize their children's long-term well-being over short-term gratification, even if it means being the unpopular parent. The friend who offers honest feedback, even when it's hard to hear. They value your growth and development more than your temporary comfort, and they're willing to risk your approval to tell you the truth. The Stoic Advantage. By setting your standards and sticking to them, you're not just building a strong character, you're also creating a life of integrity, purpose, and self-respect. You're demonstrating to yourself and the world that your values are not just empty words, but guiding principles that shape your every action. Remember, the Stoics believed that true freedom comes from living in alignment with our values, not from succumbing to external pressures or temptations. So let's embrace the Stoic challenge and become people of principle, people who stand up for what they believe in, and people who live a life that's truly their own. Lesson 10. The Human Connection. The Stoics' Guide to Radical Respect. All right, folks, let's wrap up this episode on virtue and kindness with a principle that's at the heart of Stoic ethics, and frankly, just being a decent human being. Appreciate and respect everyone you meet. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, yeah, be nice, got it, hear me out. The Stoics weren't just talking about surface-level politeness or fake smiles. They were talking about a deep-seated recognition of the shared humanity in all of us, regardless of our differences. The Shared Spark. The Stoics believed that we're all part of the same cosmic family, interconnected and interdependent. We all share the same spark of reason, the same capacity for virtue, and the same desire for happiness and fulfillment. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "We were born to work together like feet, hands, and eyes, like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone, to turn your back on them, these are obstructions." In other words, we're not meant to be isolated individuals competing against each other in a zero-sum game. We're meant to collaborate, to support one another, and to recognize the inherent worth and dignity in every human being. The judgmental lens. Now, let's be real. It's easy to fall into the trap of judgment and comparison. We see someone who's different from us, in their appearance, their beliefs, their lifestyle, and we make snap judgments based on those surface-level differences. We label them as other, as less than, as not like us. But the Stoics would urge us to challenge those judgments, to look beyond the surface and see the shared humanity in everyone we meet. As Seneca wrote, "Treat your inferiors as you would be treated by your superiors." In other words, treat everyone with the same respect and dignity that you would want for yourself. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens, and striving for their own version of happiness. The Stoic practice of radical respect. So, how do you cultivate this kind of radical respect, this recognition of the shared humanity in all of us? Here are a few Stoic strategies. 1. Practice empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Try to understand their perspectives, their motivations, and their feelings. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it does mean recognizing their humanity and treating them with compassion. 2. Look for the good in others. Everyone has strengths, talents, and unique qualities to offer the world. Instead of focusing on people's flaws or shortcomings, look for the good in them and appreciate their contributions. 3. Avoid comparisons. The Stoics warned against the dangers of comparison, recognizing that it often leads to envy, resentment, and a sense of inadequacy. Focus on your own journey, your own growth, and your own definition of success. 4. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the diversity and richness of the human experience. Be grateful for the opportunity to connect with people from different backgrounds and walks of life. 5. Extend kindness. Treat everyone with kindness and respect, regardless of their social status, their appearance, or their beliefs. Remember that we're all in this together, and that small acts of kindness can have a ripple effect, creating a more compassionate and harmonious world. Modern-day examples. The Stoic emphasis on respect and appreciation for all is more important than ever in today's polarized and divided world. We see examples of people embodying this principle all around us. The volunteer who serves the homeless. They see the inherent dignity in every human being, regardless of their circumstances, and offer their time and compassion without judgment. The teacher who believes in every student's potential. They recognize that every child has unique gifts and talents, and they create a supportive and inclusive learning environment where everyone can thrive. The activist who fights for equality and justice. They stand up for the rights of marginalized groups, recognizing that every individual deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. The friend who accepts you unconditionally. They love and support you for who you are, not for who you pretend to be or who they want you to be. The Stoic advantage. By appreciating and respecting everyone you meet, You're not just being a good person, you're also creating a more fulfilling and joyful life for yourself. You're cultivating a sense of connection, compassion, and gratitude that enriches your relationships and deepens your understanding of the human experience. Remember, the Stoics believed that we're all part of the same cosmic family. So, let's treat each other with the kindness, respect, and appreciation that we would want for ourselves. Let's celebrate our differences, embrace our shared humanity, and create a world where everyone feels valued and loved. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the heart of Stoic ethics, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to cultivate virtue and kindness in our daily lives. We've learned to let our virtue shine, invest in ourselves and others, and recognize the interconnectedness of all things. Remember, the Stoics weren't just about lofty ideals, they were about practical wisdom and taking action in the world. They understood that true happiness and fulfillment come not just from personal gain, but from contributing to the common good and treating others with kindness and respect. So, as we wrap up this 10th episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons and start applying them to your own life. Cultivate virtue, practice kindness, and recognize the shared humanity in all of us. Remember, your actions have a ripple effect, and by choosing kindness, you're not only making the world a better place, but you're also enriching your own life and creating a more harmonious and fulfilling existence. If you found this episode valuable, please give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and inspire others to live a life of virtue, kindness, and connection. Join us next time as we delve into the 11th part of our series, focusing on acceptance and amor fati. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high, and remember, the world needs your kindness. Go out there and make a positive impact.